We woke up late this morning. We woke up late. And without trying, now I was bothered about my eyes. I told my wife this morning, I said, I can't believe this, man. And I've been going through several Psalms a whole bunch of times every night. And I've had Psalm 63 memorized to a T, completely, probably for years. But I told you that means what to God? Nothing. But I sat there this morning, where Alex is at, in my chair that the lady took last week, right there. And guess what happened? Without me even trying, I didn't force myself. I didn't even try. But I had gone through that psalm along with Psalms 27, along with Psalms 34, and something began to happen inside of me without me even trying. Psalms 34, verse 1 through 3. I will what? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall what? Shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Psalms 23 ends with, I'm not going to quote that one, that's irrelevant. Psalms 27 says, that's irrelevant too. Because that had nothing to do with what I'm going to teach. But the point I'm going to make is, 27, 63, without even turning the pages in my mind, the beginning of Psalm 34, instantaneously, not because I went back and got the verse, because the verse began to what? To get me. I didn't go get it, Alex. I didn't go get the verse. I didn't force myself to incorporate Psalms 34, 1 through 3. I didn't force myself to incorporate Psalm 63, 1 through 7. I didn't force myself to go back and remember it. But I had read it so much, Lupita, that my mouth opened and I began to bless the Lord. Because my soul, my mind, my will, my intellect, my emotions had took a turn and were being conformed and transformed into what? The very thing that I began to read. Are you with me on that? That's what we're after. How else could a man want to hang upside down had he not be conformed and transformed into the image of the God that he was willing to die for? Something went off in me, Lupita. Instantaneously went off in me. I didn't make it go off. Out of my spirit, out of that sanctuary, I began to look for God. God, I worship you. Now it wasn't loud. I thank you that I'm a son of God. I gotta stand up now. All the things that I had been reading, everything that I knew about God began to flow out of my spirit. See, Psalm 63 is alive in me now. Psalms 34, 1 through 3 is alive in me now. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul, my mind, my will, my intellect, my emotions shall make its boast in the Lord. I began to worship God without forcing myself, without having to. But something rose up inside of me. Why? Because this word had got, I didn't go get the word. The word got me. And I began, and it's been like this for the last 3 or 4 months since I got sick again. I just sit down, Alex. I sit down and there's an eagerness and a desire. No matter how tired I am, I hear those words of that little 8-year-old boy. They go through my heart and through my spirit. And I hear those words and I hear him saying, and I almost weep when he tells me, Dad, let's go tussle chumps. I hear those words and they motivate me so much because I know what that time means to him. You ready, chumps? Now, Nathaniel enters into it. Actually, we wrestled today, me, Nathaniel, and my wife. He entered it. Elijah comes in the room now because it brings unity together. And those Psalms got me, Alex. They got me. I'm not bragging to you. I'm just bragging on the power of the Word. I'm bragging on the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm nobody. My intellect's not very high. Had it not been for Alex, I'd be fired from America because I don't know computers. He was my, he's my computer support. Alex, come here, Poppy, please. He hears those words 5 times a day. He knows I need computer support. The other day I called Alex, come fix this for me. He hit enter. Problem solved. I said, he's smart, Alex. I'm not bragging on myself. But I do know this. I found a place where every day my spirit's crying out for him. David said, God, you are my God. Listen to what he said, though. Early will I seek you. He said, before the dawn, before the sun comes up, Alex, I'm going to seek you. He said, my soul, it's so thirsty for you. My flesh, it longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. He said, so action point. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary, in the sacred place of my being. I've looked for you to see your power and your glory. He said, because your loving kindness is better than what? Than life. If he truly is our life, like David said, he was our life. If truly he is all that we want, if truly he's all that we need, then what are we going to do? What should cry out of our spirit on a consistent basis? Him. He said, I'm longing for you, God. Everything in me wants you. I'm going to do something about the desire in my heart, Lord. I'm going to look for you in the sanctuary. What sanctuary? The sanctuary, the sacred place of my heart. I'm going to lift up my hands. I'm going to open up my voice, and I'm going to tell you how marvelous you are. Your loving kindness, oh Father, is better than life. I begin to tell him how much he means to me. I begin to confess, Father, there's no ought. There's no unforgiveness. I begin to confess it. I begin to say that I'm healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I begin to praise him for his mercy. I speak. You know, it's okay to speak to your soul according to Psalms 103. You know, it's okay. Speak to your soul. David said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. When you're having a bad day, don't have a bad day. Speak to yourself. Speak to your soul. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise. No, wrong psalm. He said, I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Listen to this. David speaking to himself, reminding himself of who Jehovah God is. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name and forget not all his benefits. You have a problem with something that you did a year ago, 2 years ago? Speak to your soul. They said, who forgives all. Listen to this. Listen to what David said. Who forgives all of our iniquities. All of them. What you did yesterday, we got under the blood. Guess what? You're forgiven. Sometimes you got to remind yourself that you're forgiven, according to Psalms 103. Not only is he forgiven your iniquities, but he's healed all of your diseases. I like this one. He said, and your youth is renewed like the eagles, and his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Where else can we go, friends? Who do you know that can forgive all your sins? Who do you know that can heal you of all your diseases? Whose mercy is from everlasting to everlasting? And I find that place, Alex, on my couch, and I find myself confessing all, Father, I thank you for your love. thank you for. And it's not hard. It's not hard. It's a heart cry within me. After 20-something years, man. Look, you don't have to spend all the hours trying to break those books. I did that for you. You can glean from that. Well, it took me years to understand and comprehend and break it down into a new born-again believer. Well, it took me years to do. You get it for free. How he helps me. I'm here to help you. Bless the Lord. Oh, he's talking to himself. Bless the Lord, all my soul and all that is within me. And forget not all his benefits, Alex. What benefits, David? Forgives you of all your iniquities. Who heals all of your disease. Mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. To those, listen to this part, and I haven't had this full revelation of this yet, but it's coming. I know where I'm going with it. Listen to what he said. To those who hear the voice of his word. Listen to that now. He didn't say for those that hear his word. It's for those that hear the what? The voice of his word. So where are you going to go to, friend? Who else guarantees you an ongoing supply of the blood of Jesus? Who else is going to heal all your sickness and be there for you day in and day out? Who? No one but the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've been going through those Psalms and going through them and going through them and going through them. Alex laughs at me because he knows when I leave work, I cut my light off and take my backpack with me. I said, I'll be back. I'm going to go talk to him because he knows I'm gone. No, sir, I'm not gone. I'm going to the park to go over those Psalms because they're saturating my thought process. Something working in me, Lupita, where? There's a longing inside of my sanctuary, inside that sacred place. I want to see all his beauty and his glory because his loving kindness is better than life. My advice to you would be to download Psalms. If you're having a problem with consistency, talk yourself into consistency. Download Psalm 63 20, 25 times in you a day. Not to memorize it, but to live it. Psalms 27 will help you. What are we looking for? A continual fulfillment of desire that lives inside of me and you. Where it doesn't matter how tired you are. If he's as good as the Bible says that he is, which he is, then we should desire that place of intimacy. If he's that good, which he is, then our heart's desire should be or be transformed into me and you wanting him every single day. Let me give you a deep saying here. It's not that stressful to get home. Oh, I'm tired. It'll probably take you longer trying to go to sleep than they will for you to sit down in a chair and to say, I love you, Jesus. You'll probably toss and turn 12 times, put the pillow here, put the pillow there, put it on this side, put it on that side, put it on that side, and then go to sleep 20 minutes later. Get to church, get home from work, kick your shoes off. Tell me you don't work, Renee, anyway. My bad. Long day today. Oh, Lord, get your purple pillow, put it on your side. No thinking, no labor. I want to bless you today, Jesus. I want to sit down and bless you today. And when I worship, I go into tongues. I go back and forth the whole night. If I got 30 minutes before dinner's ready, it's 30 minutes with the Lord. My body already is trained for some reason. Between 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm up. Stank breath and all, I'm up. And my wife, cut the sound like a wildebeest. Cut the light off. I said, put a pillow over your face. The light won't bother you. I'm just trained for that already. Even on Saturdays, I'm trained. My body just gets up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So I'll spend my time with Jesus. I'll go back to sleep the rest of the day and wake up whenever. My body's already trained for that already. It's trained for that. It's just, I don't know why I'm trained for that already. But now it's being transformed into Psalm 63. Where I just get home from work, Alex. Father, I want to bless you and thank you today. By myself in my room. Just me and Jesus. Homer, you're grouchy sometimes. Yes, you should meet me with, if I'm grouchy now that I pray a lot, imagine if I didn't. You got bad days? Yes. Imagine if I didn't pray. I done killed you already. Anyway. But I'm here to help you, my friends. There's a place that we haven't found yet in the corporate body of Christ. It hasn't been found. You know one thing, and I'm about done. You know one thing that this, and I really, it's only been the last 3 or 4 months of my life that I really felt this here. Where there's no effort into praying anymore. When did you find that place, Pastor? Just to teach us. When did you find that place where it's not an effort anymore? It's just part of your day. Years ago? Exactly. You see, I just got that 3 or 4 months ago after only 20 years. But to let you know, it's attainable. It's attainable, and it exists. It exists. I found it 3 or 4 months ago where there's no effort, Alex. There's no effort at all. And I like it. I like it a lot. So there's hope for you, my friends. Failure, inconsistencies, they can cease, man. They can cease. I found out this the last 3 or 4 months. Now, guys, I've faced death 2 times. I've faced blindness. You know, and I laugh a little because I was talking to Alex today because sometimes I just don't take things serious. Well, Homer, this has happened. Man, that's bad. And then I make a joke out of it. You know why, though? Not because I'm mean. Because I've been done told that I was going to die. And when I hear you complain about a toenail, the doctor told me I was going to die. I said, you'll never see again. You're going to be on disability. I seem to think that your toenail, toenail polish on there, I think it's very minute to me. So I'm going to crack on you about that, but I need to be more sensitive. Because I figure if I can get over death, I figure your toenail's going to grow back eventually. So it's not that I'm mean. It's just I think I done gone through hell and back a couple of times. And I'm still alive and kicking. I'm still alive, and I got 6 or 7 more lives left, guys. So I'm going to be here a long time. But I'm stubborn. I can get mad at you for 5 minutes, and I'll conclude after those 5 minutes that it was my fault. My wife will tell you. I conclude it was my fault. Now, there's a place in him where I won't have to get mad for 5 minutes. I used to get mad for 20 minutes. Now I'm down to 5. But I'll conclude after those 5 minutes, Alex, that it's my fault. And there'll be a place in time where I won't get any mad anymore. The more I transform myself over to that word and through that powerful, powerful, powerful language that the Holy Spirit brings. That is my life. Prayer, the word of God, and all that God's called us to do here. I'm here to see your growth in God. There's a place that the corporate body of Christ has not found. A place where spending time with Christ, Jesus, is an absolute desire. Where everything in us longs for Him. You're heading in the right direction because you're here. I'm done in 5 minutes. I'm going to rewind a little bit to 1 Samuel chapter 16. The words of a man. And I'll take somebody right now to Ruth Chris Steakhouse, if it's open. I know it's closed, that's why I said it. On who you think said these words. Go and God be with you. Anybody. You don't count, Pastor Brown. Who? Who said Jesus? Old Testament son. Anyway, who said, go and God be with you? Anybody? Who? Who? No. No. Saul. If I looked at you today, and I'm done, looked at you eyeball to eyeball, Alex. Now, clear your minds. I'm not going to go into the answer today, but I want you to think about this. Because I'm going to preach to you next week the story of David and Goliath. I'm going to preach it in a way. I'm going to preach it to you wrong, first and foremost. What? I'm going to preach it to you wrong, but I'm going to motivate you. I'm going to motivate you so hard next week, we're going to be on the edge of your seat saying amen to the preaching of David and Goliath, but I'm going to preach it to you wrong on purpose. I mean, that's common anyway in the church, isn't it? Right? I swear you're gonna wanna go to Toys R Us and buy a slingshot and go outside and buy 5 smooth stones and you wanna go kill somebody when I get done with you. But I'm gonna preach it to you wrong on purpose. Now if I looked at you, Alex, and I said, Alex, go, son. Now clear your minds now. Clear your minds. And I want you to answer the first thought that comes to your mind. Answer it. If I looked at you, son. Here. Go, son. Anybody can answer this. And the Lord be with you. What would be your first thought about that person? Come on. First thought, not your third thought. What would be your first thought? Jasmine, what would be your first thought? Go, Alex. And the Lord be with you, son. He's a what? Good. He's a good Christian man, maybe? Good Christian man, right? Right? Okay. It's a good answer. Leave it at that. I'll give you the answer next week. Go, the Lord be with you, son. Saul said that in 1 Samuel 16 and 17. Saul said that. Common Christian cover-up cliche. Form of religion, but darkness all around that statement. Form of religion, pretense, but there was darkness all in that statement. That's what Saul told David when David went to fight Goliath. Go and the Lord be with you. You know why David took it personal that he took the life of Goliath? You know why he took it personal? Not because he defiled the armies of Israel, because he defiled the armies of the living God. David's the only person in the Old Testament that uses the terminology living God. God was real to him. Was real to him. He experienced God on a habitual basis. He said in Psalms 34, the Lord liveth. The Lord liveth. Blessed be my rock. He lives. The same God that David had access to, Saul had access to. Saul had a religious cliche that the modern day churches uses day in and day out, yet he died premature because he did not know who his God was. Go, Alex, and God bless you. He be with you. It sounds good. It sounds impressive, but there was hypocrisy behind that statement. We don't want that. We want to know that we serve the living God, that we experience the embrace of the living God. That's what we're looking for. One man, 5'6", according to Google, 5'6", out of 20,000 men, one 5 foot, and I think the Bible's talking about me, because the Bible said that he was good looking and ruddy. So I think God was talking about me back then. One man. You think we need 160 people in here to win this town over? It'd be nice. For the offering's sake anyway. One man. One. Who didn't have a tough physical feature or demeanor, but his heart was right. One champion brought God glory and honor. One man not born again. One man with no Bible in his hand. One man without a prayer language. One man was God's champion. There's 10 of us in here tonight that can be champions for Jesus Christ, who serve the living God. Why can't you be God's next champion? We don't know what I've done. It's none of my business what you've done. Why can't you be God's next champion? Alex, why? Why can't you, Elijah, be God's next champion? Are you any? Why? Why not you? Why not you win the country of Haiti for the Lord Savior Jesus Christ? Why can't he be you, Alex or Renee? One person out of 20,000 soldiers. Slew the giant. You know why he slew him? I'm going to stop because I'm giving you all the goods. You know why he killed Goliath? 20,000 men saw a man 10 foot tall. David at 5'6" saw him, but he what? But he didn't see him. See, you see your toenail falling off, but you can't see it. See, I saw death for a while, but then I didn't see it. David saw the giant, but he didn't see it. And when you don't see, when you don't take the care of what's there to hinder you, that's when you win. And that is only found in the bosom of the Lord Jesus Christ. The giants are there. They'll always be there, my friends. They'll always be there. Till the day we die, the giants will be there. The key is to know that they're there, but not to know that they're there. There isn't a giant that's brought forth from Satan's kingdom that has the power to kill a born-again, Holy Ghost-filled believer. Heck, he didn't have the power to kill one that wasn't even born again. The Lord lives, my friends, to do exploits in your life through the Holy Spirit. He said, God, you are my God. This was David's secret. Psalm 63 was the secret to his success. He said, God, you are my God. Early in the morning, I will seek you, O Lord. My soul would thirst for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I've looked for you in the sanctuary. To see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness, Alex. He said, because your loving kindness is better than life. Therefore, my lips shall praise you. I will lift up my hands unto you, Lord. And I will be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. Because when we worship God, we're celebrating all that he is. We're reinforcing all of Psalms 103 in me and you. Father, I thank you. I fell today, but you've forgiven my iniquities. I feel sick today, Lord, but you healed all my iniquities. Your mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Father, I've been feeling old, tired, and weary. I got something for you. He renews your youth like the eagles, my friends. There's nothing that our God can't do for me and you. We just got to get it from there to here. And you can't do it without your prayer language, my friends. You can't do it because you'll get all messed up in the Old Testament. If you're going to read the Old Testament, you better do it praying in tongues. or you are going to want to buy a slingshot and kill somebody. People have ridiculed me for this statement. They said I'm religious, that I don't know what I'm talking about. They wanted to go in the book of Revelation without praying in tongues. You're going to be a flake, man. You're going to call your mother-in-law the dragon in the book of Revelations. Let me reiterate, and I'm done again in 30 seconds. You can't read any book in the Bible without your prayer language. You just can't. Last thought, Sandy, for you. David's writing, for me and you, Sandy. God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul, it longs for you. My flesh is thirsty for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. There's no refreshing here, Sandy. This world can't refresh me and you, because what I have, the yearning that I have, it's inward, Sandy. The only place that I can find is to look for him in the sanctuary. Well, it wasn't a physical building, because he was out in the wilderness when he wrote Psalm 63. He said, I've looked for you, God, in the sanctuary. What sanctuary, David? In the secret, the sacred place of my heart, I cry out to you, and I reinforce through worship all that you are, my God. Your loving kindness is better than life, oh Lord. My lips shall praise you with joyful noise, Father. I will praise you, worship you, and glorify you all the days of my life. And you begin to reinforce all that his word says that he is. That place exists. That place of hunger exists, Alex. It exists, son. It exists. It exists. Saturate yourself with God's word. Saturate yourself with it. Sometimes I feel like I don't know enough of God's word, because I go through the same books over and over again until I get them. I'm reading every psalm. There's 13 different psalms that are written by David, or so I think, that I'm going through each one of them 20 times apiece. 20 times apiece. Because there's something that I'm looking for in God's word that I have to have it settled in my heart. And it's about dwelling in the habitation of God, or living where God lives. And the Lord's having me there, and I feel so excited when I read them. You heard me say this once or last. Every Sunday that we have, come with me on this journey, man. We're to be difference makers. We're to be sheep, but with the mindset of a lion in Christ. My little friend Mercedes, where's she at? Come here, baby. Come here real quick. I'm not going to embarrass you. Come here. Too late. Now I already did. This little girl, I love this little girl like my daughter. We love her a lot. We love her a lot, me and my family. We love her. I went to Fort Lauderdale yesterday just to watch her play ball. You see her? Quiet. Pretty. Innocent. Her dad's a very good friend of mine. He's my football buddy. We've been lined up at the 50-yard line for years watching football. Good friend of mine. You look at her, Pastor Bronk. Little Mercedes, 8th grade. Sit down, little Mercedes. She's part, though. She is part of elite girls fast pitch softball. Little Mercedes, innocent as can be, but she plays softball like a dang lioness. The girl throws a ball like a man. I was there seeing a bunch of awesome teams yesterday. Cubans, white girls, black girls. I didn't see anybody throw that ball from shortstop like she threw it. Me and Nathaniel were overwhelmed watching her play softball. I've never seen a 13-year-old girl play the way she did. And if she had a bad game, I think her pastor said she's trying to impress him a little bit. By this year, get mad when she got hit with the ball, though. See, we're to be like her. Just, you know, real nice to people, but then when the devil comes into Texas, you know, like the Lion King. Scared of no devil. Renee's so sweet. Yes, he is. You know, turn into a beast, man. Real sweet, petite. And then she leaves the cheer for the team. Give me an M. What's M mean? Mizzou. I don't know what they were saying. But she was, and I cried looking at her. Because I love her so much, but I cried looking at her. I said, my God, look at this girl. Pastor gets the ball like A-Rod or somebody. Just, I said, God almighty. How can a 13-year-old girl do this? She throws the ball harder than my two sons. I'm just playing, boys. Just playing. But you got to go watch her one day so you can see what I'm talking about. This is elite softball now, Pastor. Elite. Elite. Travel teams all over Florida. But you look at her, you can't tell. When people see us, they can just see, oh, Alex looks so sweet. But in our spirit, man, in our spirit, we're like lions and lions, lionesses. What do you call it? Lionesses. Girl lions. Or, you know what I'm talking about. Girl lions. That place exists, man. Look at Christ. Demeanor, his mindset. But inside, he was a lion from the tribe of Judah, my friends. We're a mighty people, peculiar, separate from the world. Let's celebrate our heritage. Let's celebrate our inheritance in Christ Jesus. Let's make a difference, man. Let's make a difference in Christ. Download this book that's holy and undefiled, pure than the purest of gold. Psalms 18. For God's word is holy and it's there's not one blemish in this Bible that's seen its last days. It's got super glue. It's got all kind of stuff in there. This word is perfect. Along with a perfect teacher, the Holy Spirit, with a perfect prayer language, we can't go wrong. Psalm 63. Put it in you, man. Put it in you. Seed. Fertilize it. Water it in the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, I promise you, that consistency, that desire that you hear of me today, It's already birthed in you. I just got to go get it. So this word can get you. That place exists, my friend. It exists. And when you find that place, you begin to reinforce all that Christ Jesus is through you through the rebirth, my friends. I'm preaching to you from an Old Testament point of view, but we're going to get into more of this in weeks to come where you're going to see, we're going to parallel it over to the born-again experience. But what we're looking for now is for you to talk yourself into wanting to seek him out of an eager place that cries out of your spirit. Stand with me, please. Did you learn a little something, my friends? Just here to help you. And one thing that this will do, because the last 3 or 4 months as I got sick last time, that's really got a hold of me. Do you know what has increased in my life without trying? I'll give anybody $2 if you guess the right answer. Think about it now. What's increased in my life? You can answer it too best if you want. So the last 3 or 4 months of my life, what's increased the most in my life? My what? Patience? Well, now that got a long ways to go there. Well, that it's not a spiritual thing. It's in the natural a little bit. My what? My what? No, listen to this, here we go. My church attendance, it's made me tougher. Where the common cold won't keep me out of God's house. Some of you say, oh Lord, you'll get tough. I couldn't wait for church this morning. I couldn't wait. I could not wait for church this morning. I could not wait. I cannot wait for church on Wednesday. It's making me tougher. Long days, they tire me. Something's still rising up within me. Go to church. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Amen. And I'm not doing it to be legalistic. It's just part of my heritage. It's part of who we are, my friends. Amen? So if I see you not miss a service for 3 months in a row, yes, you're being conformed to Psalm 63. It's coming to pass. Let's pray, my friends. Who's going to even think about maybe reading Psalm 63 a couple times tonight? Just think about it. All right. Who's going to do more than think about it? 20 times a night, who's going to do it? It ain't but eight verses, man. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you that we're going to experience on a personal level, Lord, who you are. We're not going to live by the basic, simple Christian cliches. We're not going to live by them, Lord, but we're going to live our lives knowing that you are a living, living, actual, powerful God that wants to work exploits.